Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Did you do the thing?
What thing?
The cane shows the marks of a dog's teeth. The wood is from an island southwest of Madeira. That thing.
That was an embellishment of Dr. Watson.
If I ever write a story myself, it will be to correct the myriad misconceptions created by his imaginative license.
I didn't know you wrote stories.
I decided to get it right before I die.
Okay, here's the deal. Sherlock Holmes has been on screen in more incarnations and with greater diversity than even the most popular modern pop culture figure. Recently, we've seen Robert Downey Jr. in Guy Ritchie's Sherlock Holmes, Benedict Cumberbatch on the BBC, and Johnny Lee Miller on CBS. Now Sir Ian McKellen gets his shot as a 93-year-old Holmes searching his fading memory for the facts in the last case he took before retiring. Trying to write his own version of the story to compete with Watson's faulty narrative, Holmes finds an active listener in the son of his housekeeper. Mr. Holmes is more of a slow-burn character study than a straightforward mystery. In fact, the main mystery serves as background information for a greater story, which is Holmes finding his humanity and connecting with others very late in his life. Directed by Bill Condon, Mr. Holmes is made for the fan of the original books, and less for those who want a hip and edgier version of the classic detective. Very British and very deliberate, Mr. Holmes mostly serves as an acting spotlight for McKellen. Mr. Holmes gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.